What to wear? I worry over that every day. If you Google what to wear, you get 396 million responses. The poor slob in today's gospel who got booted from the banquet should have consulted the what to wear to a wedding website. Had he done so, he would have discovered that it wasn't a matter of what one wears, but who one wears. No, not Gucci or Pucci or Prada. The ultimate host expects that his guests be clothed in Christ. Today's gospel story is marked by urgency. The food's ready, it's hot, and it won't wait. The time to put on Christ is now. In a Christian community, it's expected that all of us wear Christ all the time. It should be as obvious as wearing this white thing. This white, it's not a white thing, it's an alb. It's a baptismal garment, just as Peyton wore today. It comes from the Latin word albus, which means white. We get the word albumen from albus, white of an egg. Trivia question. I wear this white alb every time we get together, as did all the early Christians, making it apparent that they were putting on Christ as if he were their very skin. In this parish, wearing Christ means that everyone will find a lavish welcome at the table, that all will receive and all will give. It's an urgent matter. If we can't count on always and forever finding Christ here, then pray God, where? The feast that God offers is not merely some churchy thing that only takes place in a limited sacred space or some fantastic reality that's awaiting us in the beyond. Jesus saw all of life as God's joyful hospitality, God's love and generosity spilling over, the world charged with the grandeur of God, every breath a mouthful of grace. That's an invite too good to pass up. Those in today's parable who had the gall to refuse had their town burned down. Zero tolerance for party poopers. In her poem, Good Times, Lucille Clifton writes, "My mama has made bread, and grandpa has come, and everybody is drunk and dancing in the kitchen and singing in the kitchen. Oh, these is good times. Oh, children, think about the good times. Dancing and singing here in the Eucharistic kitchen trains us to know the good times."